Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Leslie Ridge Allen, Vice President of Business Engagement at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Leslie, thanks so much for joining us. Let's jump right in. What are some of the highlights upcoming for the Chamber in 2021?
Well, the short answer is that there's lots going on this year. You know, the last 12 months through the course of the pandemic and the social unrest that we experience as a country and quite frankly as a global community really gave us time as a team to reflect and reevaluate the way that we want to serve and provide benefits and value to our members and to the business community. So we were really able to look at what members enjoyed most and what gave them most value, as well as some opportunities that came up in this new virtual environment that we find ourselves. So for 2021, we still have a jam-packed calendar of events. Most of them for the time being will be virtual, so we hope as the weather continues to hopefully warm up later in the spring that we'll be able to start using some great outdoor venues and spaces to safely, kind of connect and be socially distant in person. But we still have over 100 opportunities for our members and non-members to plug into what we're doing throughout the year. I think the most exciting that we have is obviously our annual event, Erie Homecoming, which this year is slated for October 4th and 5th. We still plan to have a lot of our signature events like the golf outing and celebration of excellence over those warmer summer months to really allow us to take advantage of the, you know, good weather and being outdoors. We have a full slate of government affairs focused events this year. We just had State of the Community. We're going to be doing a Meet the Candidates series in late March, early April. So lots of great ways for businesses and interested people, interested parties that like to learn more about the civic process can kind of get involved. And then, of course, our staple networking events. So we'll have Connect for Coffee every other month. We'll have Speed Networking, which we really like to focus on small businesses and giving them a good bang for their buck, if you will. You know, coming to a networking event and being able to connect with at least 10 other business owners or potential vendors. And then we're really looking forward to bringing back Business After Hours this year, and that will be every other month as well. So six different opportunities to connect with the larger business community. And then this year, we've expanded our professional development series as well. One of the things that members really said to us throughout the course of the pandemic is that they wanted to put more emphasis on their professional development and training opportunities. And so we have a women-owned business-focused series that we do in partnership with Athena called Athena Speaks. We offer Masterclass, which is an in-depth half-day seminar series that goes really deep into different areas that our members have identified that they need that training on. So things like effective networking, great public speaking, marketing tips and tricks. It really allows them to step out of their daily grind and go deep into an area that they're looking to develop. And then lastly, we're bringing back our Diversity in Action series. Again, in the wake of everything that happened in 2020, now more than ever, we believe business owners have a true opportunity to step up and walk the talk on creating inclusive environments in their workplace and amongst their employees. And so we're excited to do our part in that as well. And this year we're kicking off that series in collaboration with Dr. Rhonda Matthews from Edinburgh University, which we're really looking forward to. She'll be giving an overview of the history of diversity and the range that it covers. So not just race, but LGBTQ+ issues, ageism, sexism in the workplace, just a whole thing, a whole series dedicated to truly understanding inclusive environments and how to make that happen in the workplace. And then we also have our traditional program. So Erie Ambassadors will be back in the late spring, early summer, and that's a great opportunity for anyone who's curious about Erie and would like to learn more about not just economic development, but many of the essential organizations that are integral to our community. And then we're launching a new program, Leadership Academy, that's going to focus on the professional who is really interested in learning those soft skills that are essential to kind of make that increase in their career, take that next step, whether it's becoming a manager or a supervisor or stepping up to lead on a local nonprofit board or other volunteer opportunities. So lots going on, some new events, some reinvention of our signature events, but we're dedicated to finding fun ways to engage, you know, our members and our businesses all throughout 2021.
What are the benefits of new chamber membership for non-members?
Sure, absolutely. So the benefits of chamber membership really fall in three areas. It's awareness, advocacy, and action. So as a chamber member, when it comes to awareness, we're able to partner with businesses and create unique custom marketing and promotion opportunities to either connect them in a B2B way with our membership base or help them uniquely engage with the larger community at hand. We help advertise to our members. We help advertise to the business community at large. We work on raising awareness and supporting internal campaigns that a business may already have in the works, and how can we amplify and accelerate their message. And then lastly, you know, the benefit of chamber membership as it relates to awareness is just that brand reputation in the community, right? You're a business that is committed to creating a vibrant and thriving, not only economy, but place for people to live, work, and play. The second benefit of chamber membership is advocacy. In 2021, we'll be releasing our official policy agenda for the first time that really touches on a range of issues that are top priorities for the business community. We'll be expanding our presence in Harrisburg and Washington, D.C. to foster stronger relationships with the state delegation and our federal representatives, as well as our relationships with key departments, for example, the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. And that really positions us as a resource for local businesses to be the first to hear about different grant and funding opportunities, or to make inroads with our elected officials to address issues that businesses may be experiencing in the community or in their industry. And then lastly, through the advocacy work, we have a lot of committee engagement opportunities. So there's committees that are part of the chamber, and we welcome our members to kind of join those committees, have a seat at the table, and express their opinion, their voice, and be part of the conversation to create that thriving and vibrant economy that we work towards every single day. And then lastly, the benefit of access for new chamber members. You know, we provide access to the people, education, and information that businesses need to continue succeeding and thriving in our environment. And we do that through networking events. We do that through one-on-one connections and referrals that we make. You know, I had a really interesting opportunity the other week where one of our members sits on the board of a local organization, and they were interested in getting connected to one of the larger employers in the community to talk about some community relations work they could do together. And we were able to make that happen by facilitating connections. So those are a lot of the little stories that go kind of unmentioned, but is a huge benefit to chamber members. We're able to make those connections and touch points and provide that access. Education, you know, we talked about the programming, the quarterly professional development series, and then that Leadership Academy. Again, we're really excited to launch that so that any leader in any industry can hone in those soft skills that they really need to take their career to the next level. And then lastly, a benefit of membership is that we're going to be releasing completely new content and format on our digital platforms that really tells the story of businesses in our community, as well as highlights the resources that exist already with the operations and the companies and those dedicated professionals that are here within the community. We really want to make sure, and one of the things that we learned through the pandemic was, you know, Erie is small. We all think of it as small, but there's still so many people that don't know each other and don't know of the different services that they can tap into right here in Erie. And so we'll be doing more to make sure that those stories are front and center and that our members have access to that information so that they can make those connections and partnerships right here within our region.
Why is it so important for businesses to join the chamber?
You know, I think it demonstrates a commitment to this community. So much of the work that we do at the Chamber is focused not just on member relations and providing those things like educational programming and networking events to our members, but we have a whole team, you know, that is dedicated to the long-term success of our community, right, of creating long-term economic development and economic impact opportunities that benefit everyone. If the businesses are doing well, that means that they can pay well. That means that we can attract great talent here. That means we can attract and grow great industry here. So by investing in a chamber membership, a business is really, you know, kind of putting their flag in the ground and saying, I believe that Erie is great and there's great things going on here that I want to be a part of. You're creating your legacy, truly, that you're willing to put your money where your mouth is, so to speak, and really step up and be a leader in the business community and be a champion, really, for Erie and the people who love to call it home.
Leslie, how did the pandemic affect the Chamber last year, and what have been some lessons learned by the Chamber from the pandemic?
So like many businesses, you know, the Chamber was affected directly. I guess let me start with what we were able to do. You know, we ended up having, we had such great momentum going into 2020. You know, we had a full slate of events. We had kicked off the year with really great, exciting news about the Erie Forward Initiative, which is our five-year economic development plan. And we had one of our largest events to date, Celebration of Excellence. We had a fantastic speaker from outside of our community. We had over 300 people in attendance. That was on a Thursday, and literally that Monday we were shut down. You know, everyone was in lockdown, and our team immediately went into action. We knew that business owners were going to be frustrated, that they were going to be scared, and that they were going to be bombarded with information. And in a time where they're concerned about their health, their well-being, their families, their employees, their viability moving forward into the future, we wanted to alleviate as much of that as possible. So our team activated immediately in a couple of different ways. One, we did direct outreach. You know, we were engaging over 2,000 businesses in the area to get a really important kind of grasp and handle on what they felt were going to be their most challenging issues. Was it going to be workforce, supply chain, closures? Like, truly, did they provide some sort of service or product that was dependent on them being open? And we tried to get them connected immediately to things like, PPP loan funding, small business loan funding, and some other programs that came out on the federal level. The next thing that we did was we developed something called the Daily Briefing Series, and it went out every day, and it was a highlight of confirmed information that we knew was going forward. You know, in a 24-hour news cycle, it can become a lot of talking heads, and we knew businesses didn't have the time, really, to wade through what was actually happening and what were just those talking heads speculating about what was going to happen. So we ended up producing an email newsletter, something so simple and yet so effective in communicating with our members very upfront what they needed to know and when and where they could find additional information to make sure that they were staying within the guidelines and had the resources that they needed. We also launched our business coronavirus resource page, where we still continue to update the page with the most up-to-date information that we have. Resources, particularly now with the vaccine rolling out, as that, you know, kind of information becomes available, it will be there just to make sure that we're able to stay front and center and provide businesses with a one-stop shop, if you will, on all things, you know, kind of thriving in a post-pandemic environment. But we were affected as well. You know, we went through a change in our own workforce. The dynamics of our team changed. We had to reinvent some of our core offerings and services. You know, a large part of what we do is in person, so we really had to get creative and think of unique ways that we could keep it interactive and value-added for our members and our attendees. So it was a challenge, but it was a great opportunity for our team to come together and in some ways redefine what it means to be a chamber. right? So many chambers existed, and their value existed in a pre-internet era, where they really were that repository of business information and that business directory. But with, you know, the onset of things like Google and Facebook and the direct connection with the consumer, there needed to be a shift in what our value was to the community and to our members. And the pandemic really did offer us that opportunity to begin rethinking how we can add more value and increase the benefit to businesses in our community. And then lastly, the lesson learned, you know, we identified a lot of holes and things that we weren't addressing. We did a series of town halls that focused on different segments of our population. And one of the things that rang loud and clear was that true equitable access to capital in our community was difficult. We learned that there's a severe lack of childcare availability. There aren't enough seats for the amount of kids, depending on, you know, flexibility in the workplace and openings and closings of school. We learned that there's a lack of flexibility in the work environment. You know, prior to the pandemic, we didn't have a flex hour or remote work policy. And now that's something that's becoming standard across the board. And lastly, you know, we really needed to reflect inward and dive into our own diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts and kind of look at ourselves in the mirror, if you will, as an organization and see where we have shortcomings and where we had made mistakes and how we were going to commit going forward to changing those things and being a better, more inclusive organization, not just in our actual team, but in the things that we offer to members and to businesses. So we were able to kind of take those lessons and really begin some great partnerships with other organizations in the community, like Erie's Black Wall Street. We've had the chance to do some internal training, and we look forward to kind of continuing that growth trajectory for us as an organization throughout the year. And then, you know, another lesson learned was just there's always ways to reinvent, right? So much of our conversation with our businesses was encouraging them to be bold and to do the thing that they'd been putting off doing, whether it was just launching an e-commerce store on their website and start shipping outside of the area, or using things like Facebook and email marketing to reach their audience in a time when they could no longer have that, you know, face-to-face interaction. So we look forward to continuing to support businesses in that way and encouraging them to take those actions over 2021 that we believe will really lead to some fun innovations and new ways of doing business here and across the country.
Why has the timing of a new chamber membership right now never been better?
Sure. So why right now? We're basically starting over, if you will. I had mentioned, you know, we had all this momentum going in to 2020 initially. You know, we had a lot of buzz and excitement around Erie Forward. We had a really focused agenda. We identified 6 target industries that we were going to pour a lot of our effort into to really develop here. And we're basically starting back there again. 2020 was, you know, a slight pause in that, and it really all became about wading our way through one of the most unprecedented times that we've experienced. And so there's an opportunity for businesses to join now and become part of the action, still kind of in these early stages of what Erie's renaissance is going to be and what we hope it to be over the next couple of years. There's lots of opportunity for interested you know, individuals, business leaders, community advocates to plug in and get involved and have that seat at the table. You know, we have an open door policy. We welcome different perspectives. We welcome people who care about the community to join us. And so now more than ever is a really great time to be part of those conversations and be part of building the legacy for the community and what we will evolve to be over the next, you know, decade.
Leslie, the Erie Regional Chamber runs a young professionals program. Could you tell us a little bit about that program and how younger members of the community can get involved?
So in 2018, Young Erie Professionals was relaunched as a program of the Erie Regional Chamber. And today, Young Erie Professionals, or YEP, as we like to call it, is comprised of over 200 young professionals between the ages of 21 and 40 from the greater Erie area. And these young professionals come from a variety of disciplines, different backgrounds. Some left the area and moved back. Some have always been in Erie and just love it. Some moved here because their spouse was from here. It's really a great eclectic group of people who want to see Erie succeed. Mm-hmm. And they all come together with a singular purpose, and it's forming that community and being able to contribute to the future of Erie. Many of them are parents, they're young families, and so they're thinking long-term about the actions that they need to take today that will ensure the success and the opportunity of their children, of future generations. And so they, you know, young Erie professionals really believe that by investing in today, that they invest in tomorrow, both long-term, so that long-term residents and people who maybe right now today don't know about Erie but will come to know about Erie in a few years, that they can be proud of the things that we're doing here. And so YET membership, they really exist to work alongside the chamber to attract, develop, and mobilize young emerging leaders to help create that positive change throughout Erie County. A lot of their programming focuses on inclusion. It focuses on community, on leadership, and on advocacy. There are varying levels of membership, again, to make sure that it's an inclusive opportunity for any young professional. This year, they launched a free, what they call a free membership, which is kind of a pay-as-you-go, as well as a student membership, so that we can begin building the bridge between young Erie professionals and graduating seniors at many of the local higher ed institutions that we have within the community. Young Erie Professionals also offers a series of events over the course of their year that are really tailored to the issues that affect young professionals in the workplace. So they have a Drop the Mic, which is a quarterly panel discussion of industry experts that kind of talk about their career and opportunities within those specific industries. There's something called A Seat at the Table, and that's where a established business leader from our community will come down and kind of have a no-holds-bar conversation with the members to talk about their journey to get to where they are today and provide advice, guidance, mentorship to those in attendance. And then they have a monthly meetup where they get together and kind of converse as a peer group, you know, and talk about things going on in their workplace and how they can support each other. So a lot of great, you know, opportunities to connect with fellow young professionals throughout the county. And then they also do a big event every year, 40 Under 40, in partnership with the Erie Reader, which really celebrates, you know, the annual issue of the Erie Reader that acknowledges 40 young professionals under the age of 40 that are making an impact in Erie and who are working hard to do really cool things here. So it's just a great opportunity for our organization to be part of that, acknowledge the momentum, and hopefully build bridges in those generational gaps between, you know, established leadership in the business community and young professionals who are really hungry for that experience to make a difference and have an impact here in Erie. So it's a great program. I would highly encourage anyone who's between, you know, the age of 21 and 40 to check it out. They're online at yeperie.org, and it has lots of information on upcoming events, membership, committees that you can get involved in, and just other great resources for our young professionals.
Leslie, thanks so much for joining us. Last question here. What are the opportunities for businesses to connect in, say, the next 90 days?
Sure. So number one opportunity is always our website, right? Open 24/7, 365. You know, we're in the process of really making it a more dynamic website. We're looking to build out the blog this year and really create a resource center for businesses of all sizes at all stages of their life cycle to find relevant information. So if they have someone listening is not a member and has not checked out the website, I would highly encourage them to do that. The second thing I would say as an opportunity for a business to connect with us would be through a business outreach visit. So we have an internal team that we call the Business Action Team. And regardless of your membership status, a member of that team will come out and really just listen. We're there to get an understanding of the challenges that your organization may have or your opportunities for growth and how we can help accelerate that and plug that business into the economic development ecosystem, saving the business owner time, energy, and money. You know, their business and their focus should be on their business. And we say that the benefit of the business outreach visit is to allow us to present to them a very tailored, kind of portfolio or referral opportunities to help them where they don't have to spend that time kind of learning the system. So for any listener who hasn't taken advantage of that business outreach visit, I would encourage them to call the chamber directly or, again, visit us online and schedule that appointment with a member of our team. The next opportunity, other than the website and the business outreach visit, I would say is a new event that we have coming up at the end of March called State of the Chamber. It's a brand new event. We're going to talk about our theme for the year as well as unveil some of our priority actions that we're going to take over the course of 2021. One of the things, going back to your earlier question about the lessons that we learned, is that, you know, our team is full of passionate people who love this community who really just want to help, right? If someone asks us if we can do something for them or make a referral or connect them to a resource that they need, we want to be able to say yes. But sometimes, you know, we need to remember that there's a bigger picture at play and we need to have some focus on these priority action items that if we can achieve, it's really laying the foundation for that long-term economic success. And so one of our commitments this year is to increase the transparency and what those action items are and invite more members of the community to plug in and be part of that. So we're really looking forward to unveiling all of that at State of the Chamber. Again, that's happening at the end of March. And is really open to anyone who's just curious about the chamber. They want to learn more about what we do, whether it's what we're doing this year or just in general, kind of the role of the chamber in our local economy. And they'll hopefully be able to make some great connections as well with fellow attendees. And then shortly after that, we're going to have a Meet the Candidates event, which is really an opportunity to introduce the community, particularly the business community, to individuals who are deciding to run for office in the upcoming primary election. So we're going to be doing a combination of a virtual event and some videos that will be premiering on our Facebook page that highlight who the candidate is and their stance on some top issues that would affect the business community. So we're really excited to provide that education and information to those that are interested in learning more about the political and civic process. And then lastly, I would say for anyone listening who hasn't had a chance to engage the chamber, view us as a marketing partner. You know, if your target audience is the regional business community, let's talk. Let's work together on some creative ways that we can get you in front of not only our members, but the business community at large, and see if we can help make some connections and you know, increase revenue opportunities and just make some new path forward for you as a business that's here in Erie, Pennsylvania. So, again, lots of ways for people to plug in, not just as a new member or, you know, increasing a current membership, but really just as a business that's operating here in Erie. We want to be that go-to resource for all businesses so that they know that there's a team of people working day in and day out to be a resource for them, to be their champion and to help them make life a little bit easier, you know, as much as we can in the day-to-day operations of their organization.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.